You're listening to New Technia. Meta tried to charge $20 a month for a smart glasses feature that works offline. Users pushed back. Meta has paused a subscription test for Conversation Focus, a smart glasses feature that amplifies nearby speech and can run without an internet connection. The reversal follows criticism over charging for a function already performed on purchased hardware, although Meta has not promised it will remain permanently free. A software feature can feel like part of a device you bought, especially when it runs directly on that device. Meta has now paused a plan that challenged that assumption, charging $19.99 a month for extended use of Conversation Focus on its smart glasses, even though the feature can continue working without an internet connection. The 30-second summary. What happened? Meta paused a subscription test that would have limited free use of Conversation Focus and charged for additional hours. Why does it matter? The feature helps people hear a conversation in noisy places and appears to run on hardware they already purchased. What is the catch? The pause is not a permanent promise. Meta says some premium glasses features will still require subscriptions over time. Key number. The abandoned test proposed a $19.99 monthly plan with up to 15 hours of Conversation Focus, while free users would receive only 3 hours. What Conversation Focus actually does? Conversation Focus uses the glasses microphones, processing and open-ear speakers to amplify the voice of the person facing the wearer. Meta presents it as a way to follow speech more easily in restaurants, on trains, and at social events where background noise makes conversation difficult. The feature is currently part of Meta's early access program in the United States and Canada. Meta's help page says it is free for participants, but also warns that it may require a paid subscription in the future. It is not a regulated medical hearing aid, and Meta does not market it as a treatment for hearing loss. That distinction matters. Conversation Focus can be useful as an accessibility aid without replacing professional assessment or certified hearing technology. The controversy is not that Meta charges for every advanced service. It is that this particular function appears able to run locally on hardware the customer has already bought. Why the proposed paywall triggered a backlash. Earlier this month, Meta outlined limits that would have allowed 3 free hours of Conversation Focus per month. A $19.99 Meta One premium subscription would have increased the allowance to 15 hours, according to contemporaneous reporting based on the company's support pages. The Verge reported that Conversation Focus continued to work after the glasses were disconnected from the internet. That observation weakened a familiar justification for AI subscriptions, ongoing cloud computing costs. If the processing happens on the device, users reasonably ask what recurring technical service the monthly payment covers. The criticism grew sharper because Conversation Focus serves a practical communication need. A limit of 15 hours per month is roughly 30 minutes a day. For someone who relies on the feature regularly in crowded workplaces or public places, that is not much time. Meta's answer is about the hardware business. Meta says it heard the feedback and has paused the subscription test. Conversation Focus will remain free for early testers while the company works on a better approach. However, it has not ruled out future limits, and says some premium features will eventually be subscription-based. The company's explanation is broader than the cost of running one feature. Meta says recurring revenue from power users helps keep the hardware price accessible and funds the development of new capabilities. In other words, the subscription may subsidize the product line rather than pay for a cloud server used by Conversation Focus. That is a legitimate business model, but it creates a transparency problem. Buyers need to know whether a device's advertised abilities are permanent, time-limited, or dependent on a future subscription. The answer affects the real lifetime price of the glasses and the meaning of ownership. The larger question, what did the customer buy? Connected devices increasingly combine hardware, local software, and cloud services. Some subscriptions are easy to understand, such as storing video online or running a large AI model in a data center. Others restrict a capability already present in the device through a software license. Companies may argue that continued software development has an ongoing cost. Customers may answer that they paid for the processor, microphones, and speakers, and should not lose a local function unless the terms were clear before purchase. Both positions can coexist, but surprise changes after purchase damage trust. Accessibility raises the stakes. A useful feature should not automatically be free forever, but companies should be careful when monetization changes affect people who may depend on it more than an average buyer. Clear notice, a durable free tier and exemptions for accessibility use are possible compromises. Before we overstate the result, Meta paused the test. It did not guarantee that conversation focus will remain free or unlimited permanently. The feature is still in early access and is available only in limited markets and on compatible glasses. Conversation focus is not a medical hearing device and should not be described as one. The claim that it works offline is based on hands-on testing reported by The Verge, not a detailed technical architecture published by Meta. What happens next? Meta now has to decide whether conversation focus remains a free device capability, receives a more generous limit, or returns as part of a revised subscription. The company also needs to explain which future features depend on cloud computing and which run locally. The episode offers a useful warning for the whole wearable industry. Smart glasses may become more capable through software after purchase, but that also gives manufacturers the power to move functions behind a paywall later. Winning trust will require more than clever hardware. It will require honest pricing and clear promises about what buyers continue to own. Read the full article at newtacnia.com.